Coming up next is Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC-LP Cincinnati, 95.7 FM. Now broadcasting from the Crosley Telecommunications Center and Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios.
Speaking for the legalization of marijuana.
WVQC-LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQC does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening to WVQC 95.7 and Hemp Rock Radio. Hi, Hemp Rockers. Welcome to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint host, Mima Gobb, featuring the Hemp Rock Cafe and Pottsbury Bakery on WVQC-LP Cincinnati, 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
Is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is online at HempRock.com. The Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and Burn Man's 420 here on WVQC-LP 95.7 FM. Low power to the people.
This song goes out to Jerry Garcia and Bob Marley. All my friends are stoners, lighting up all of the time. Everybody has a mason jar. Can you guess what I put in mine? We all go to Jamaica once or twice a year to smoke big blunts with the Rasta man and drink ice cold Red Stripe beers. All of my friends are stoners. We sit around and get fried. We're asking the president to legalize it so the whole wide world can get high. All of my friends are stoners until the day we die. When it comes to marijuana, we're the kings of the who, what, where, and why. All of my friends' parents are stoners, lawyers, teachers, bankers, and brokers. They all have ADD, so they roll up great big jokers. All of my friends are stoners. We sit around and get fried. We're asking the president to legalize it so the whole wide world can get high. All of my friends in Hollywood are laughing up at the sky. My friends in Indiana are in the cornfields getting high. We put in our tea, We put in our cake, we roll it up nice so we can get baked. We just can't seem to get our fill. We're wasting away in Marijuanaville. All of my friends are stoners. We sit around and get fried. We're asking the president to legalize it so the whole wide world can get high. Yes, all of my friends are stoners. We sit around and get fried. We're asking the president to legalize it so the whole wide world can get high. All of my friends are stoners, lighting up all of the time. Everyone has a mason jar. Can you guess what I put in mine?
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Are you part of a community group that has something to say? What if you could spread your own message with your own radio station?
Who, us?
Yeah, you.
Well, your chance is now. The Local Community Radio Act passed. As soon as the summer of 2012, community groups and nonprofits will have a one-time chance to apply for a community radio station. Amplify your voice on the airwaves.
Local issues, local media, local control. Visit PrometheusRadio.org/getradio for more information.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
All right, folks, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and I am the, I'm really not. I'm not the happy hemptress. How can I even say that?
Well,
today, we are honoring, of course, the guy that you just heard, Burn Man, also known as Chuck or Charles Burns. And he left this world last Tuesday, officially, I guess it was, in the middle of the night. He decided he was done with this crazy, crazy world, and he moved on to a better place.
Ripping in peace.
That's right.
Rip in peace.
That's right. Actually, we've changed it.
I know, a couple times. I've changed it myself.
It's BIP, yeah. Burn in peace.
I tried to do the SIP, sip, smoke in peace.
Smoke in peace works. But since he's the Burn Man, we're going to do the BIP.
Well, imagine, you know, Jack Harrar.
Herrera.
I know.
Herrera. I'm saying it wrong now. You got me saying it wrong.
It's my fault. It's totally my fault, folks.
It's Jack Herrera, as in terror.
Yes. Gatewood, of course.
Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Too many, folks.
It is too many.
Anyway, it is the new version. Not because we've lost Burn Man. It just so happened that we are now 24 hours for sure on programming. So we have decided to snatch up a 420.
Unbelievably great.
Isn't that fantastic?
It is fantastic. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. By the way, our guest of the studio, now let's not forget, I'm rolling up the pot, and my left over here is going to smoke it, but to your left won't.
Hitting frequently.
We have Susan Mima Gop is over here across the table. Of course, she's sitting in with us because she's part of the show. And we probably won't have a recipe today, so stay tuned for the next show, and I'll tell you about that.
But our, I am Beach, by
and,
the way.
And I was going to say, and our guest, our other guest in the studio, or our actual guest, because she's not a guest, she's just a regular.
Yes, right.
But my guest is, of course, Beach from Hemptations, two stores locally that sell hemp products and other stuff. And I'm not going to tell you it's the greatest place to go because I'm not allowed.
No, and that's fine because honestly, you know, there is no perfect. I'm a good. It's good. Go
that's
there.
Right.
Check it out. Get the facts about hemp at the very least.
Yeah. Hemptations.com.
Hemptations.com.
That's
it
right.
is true.
Do me a favor. Make sure you're up on that mic a little bit better.
I'll do what
make
I
sure
can.
That we're getting out there real good.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I know how lovely my voice is.
Hey, actually, you have a great voice. I just want to make sure.
I have a face for radio, as they say.
Yeah, me too, me too. Well, of course, people are wondering what's going on. We've moved our time spot from the 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Mondays. We are now 4 to 5 every Monday. And our Tuesday show, I need a break, folks. We have moved to Thursdays. But it's so cool because now we'll be Monday and Thursdays 4 o'clock. Except Thursdays will be 2 hours, 4 to 6, drive time, both shows, with a new feature honoring Burn Man, of course. We are going to have the... Uh-oh, my computer just crashed. I don't know what happened there. I'm plugged in. I wonder if that electric's over there is plugged in. I might not have anything to read now, but we got enough people to bullcrap our way through it.
I'm sure that I
can. We're still working the kinks out here in this new studio here. By the way, we are now housed at the wonderful, illustrious Crosley Telecommunications Center, where WCET and three other public radio stations we won't tell you about.
Yes, because we're not on them.
Yeah, we're not there. But they are really cool stations here in town.
They're not going to tell you about us.
Yeah, they're not going
to tell you that right now.
If that is not the truth, I don't know what is. But I'm sure they, you know, it's kind of like we're neighbors in an apartment building.
Yeah.
Just don't smoke too much because they'll bust us.
Right. We try to get along, but, you know.
Absolutely. But it is really cool. We've got a lot of things that we're working out, including still getting an internet connection here, as well as a phone line in here. So we unfortunately cannot get regular calls, but I am doing an experiment in the meantime. I have my cell phone plugged up to the auxiliary, and I don't know for sure if it's going to work. So I'm going to give out my cell phone number. It is 513, watch this, Grow Bud.
Yeah.
513 Grow Bud.
Everyone's phone number should be that.
But then they'll be calling me all the time.
It's true.
But it is 513-476-9283 is my personal cell phone. I do have it plugged in, and if somebody would like to try that, and we're going to do an experiment to see with the auxiliary to see if you guys can hear us and if a caller can go out on the air from that phone. So if anybody is out there really listening, 513-GROW-BUD, give us a call, and we will try that. But today we are talking mostly about our very, very good friend, Chuck the Burn Man Burns, who unfortunately missed your last 420 party.
He did. Well, he's going to be there in spirit, you know.
He is everywhere in spirit
that's
now.
That's true.
Absolutely.
No doubt about
that. And they actually, Susan was at the burial this morning. I want to get her report on how that went up in the Dayton Infirmary. Is that really the unknown soldier's grave? Do you know?
I have no clue.
So how many people, just the family made it today, or...?
Family and a few friends.
And we have Chuck's daughter calling in. We're going to try this. Let me get my auxiliary up. And hello, hello, Christine, are you there? That's what I was afraid of. She's not going to be able to hear me. Christine, can you hear me? She might not be able to hear.
I hear something else.
Yeah.
Though. I don't know what
that is. I don't think she's going to be able to hear me. See, that's
like
the problem.
In the background.
Goodness. Can you hear me now? Chris? Oh, let's see. Say that again. Can we hear her through the headphones, or is it through the telephone?
I'm hearing something.
I'm hearing her through the headphones.
You are hearing her? We're going to try this, so I don't know. Christine, can you hear me?
Now, see, I don't hear. I think it's...
Try it this way.
Try again.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to take the auxiliary out, and we're just going to do it the other way. Because the auxiliary is... Oops, I'm losing my
paperwork.
Oh,
we're
going to
do it old school now.
Yeah, we're going to just put you on speaker. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Can you guys hear in the headphone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful. We're just going to put you on speakerphone, and you're on my speaker on the cell phone going out over my microphone. So
yeah,
hopefully
there you go. That's better. I can hear you now.
Everybody can hear me now, too. How's that, Christine?
I can still hear you.
Wonderful.
I can't my turn now. Let's see if I can hear her. I just think.
Well, I can hear you, so yes. I'll just be manual, and I'll move you out of the way of the microphone and then put you back when you talk so they can hear you coming out through the microphone. So how are you doing, hon?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
You know, I'm doing okay. As I started out, I'm normally the happy Hemptress today and this week, and probably for a long time I'm going to be the sad Hemptress, of course, because of what happened with your father. And I know that Susan went to the burial today, so I'm glad you called in. How are you doing after burying your dad?
All right. I'm going to go now.
What's that?
Well, your question about the unknown soldiers. I think they do have... headstones that have their names on them.
They do have stones with their names on it.
Yeah.
So it's not, it's just the Dayton Infirmary for the soldiers.
Yeah, it just got their name and the date. It's all on there.
Well, you know, headstones are cool to some degree, but we all know who he was and what he did and when and all that stuff. You know, I one of the things that I feel is, whether or not his body is there or not, he's not there. And he's closer to us in our hearts and in our spirits than his body would be up in Dayton, right?
Yeah.
And everything that he did while he was here, it will always make a difference. I mean, you know, the time that he dedicated to things
so
that
much.
Most people would not dedicate their lives to will never be forgotten, in my opinion. I mean,
absolutely.
I will always, always remember him for being there, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, you know, to everybody else. You know, he stood up for what he believed in, and, that's just, it's awesome, awesome, everything he did.
Everything. Can you hear him okay, Christine?
Yeah.
Good, very good. Yeah, it's, you know, people can say a lot about a lot of people, but one thing they can't do is say that Burnman didn't put his full effort into it while he was here. He would go help anybody, film anything he could get to air it on Hemp Rock TV. I'm so proud that he worked with Hemp Rock TV with us, and of course Hemp Rock Radio. Without him, I could not have even done this show, because when we started it in '09, December of '09, I had a broken arm and couldn't even drive. So I said, all right, you want to be my writer and my co-host? And he did great on both. And I used to tease him because he would have some issues running the board. He wasn't made for radio, let's say.
Electronics, anyway.
Yeah, he was better with the appliances. He could whip up your washer and your dryer.
Right. Yeah, right.
But, you know, it doesn't matter, because everything that he did, it was wonderful. It was great. I loved him being a part of the show, and I'm going to make sure that he never stops being a part of this show, Christine. I don't know if you caught, we're naming our 420. And by the way, what time is it?
I hope 419.
It's 419. So
everybody get ready.
We'll just say that this first 420 we're sharing with you, Christine, for your dad.
That's
it. In about 20 seconds, I'll be sharing my 420 with Chuck.
There you go. That's
right. That's the way to do it. So probably what we'll be doing from here on out, at least on Thursdays. Mondays I might not always have time, but Thursdays we're going to start doing the Burnman's 420 phone zap and pick out a politician or a corporation or an idiot. It could just be some idiot we don't like that we're going to call up and tell them what we think.
Right on.
At least when the phone lines are working.
I love it.
Officially start that when the phone lines are working.
Yeah, not from your phone. You don't want to do that from your
phone?
I don't
think it's going to work from my phone. I'm just going to wait for the
420 now.
It is 420.
It is 420.
So we're going to celebrate that for a minute. Let's take, we can't take a long time on air to do a silence, because then we won't be on the air. But
that's true.
Well, I'm curious
Well, we'll be doing it all the time. Listen, I'm curious, how are you listening to the show right now?
I'm listening on the computer.
On the internet. On your very good, very good.
Because I live too far back in the woods.
Me too.
So I have to listen on the internet.
That's right.
I have to pick up reception.
That's right. Well, Christine, you know I love you. Your dad loved you, and I know that he is thinking about you. And
greatness lives forever.
That's right. That's right. So you enjoy that 420 while you're thinking about your dad.
I will.
All righty, honey. And I will see you. And thank you, honey. We'll be talking to you later in the week.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, of course, if you don't know, that is, of course, Christine. And you can find her on my Facebook page if you want to connect with her and let her know how you feel about her dad. But I guess, you know, it is working. So if anybody else wants to call in, 513-GROW-BUD, I'll do it the same way. Mm-hmm. But I do have a couple announcements to make. And
so don't call right now.
Yeah, don't call right now. That's exactly right. But
hang up the phone, folks. That was just a test.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on.
Absolutely.
420 just ended. We're kidding. Don't try to dial anyone. Just sit back in your chair.
That's right.
Take a look around. Smell the fresh air.
That's exactly right. So now, maybe on Mondays, I don't know, we'll do something else instead of phones, apps, and things like that. But either way, we'll do something with the 420 in honor of Birdman every
sure.
show. Because I don't want his legacy and the thoughts of him to ever leave people's minds. Same thing with Gatewood.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, they were, again, dedicated
talk about
to
dedication.
The movement. I mean, they did things that, once again, the average person does not want to be, you know, they might say in their private home or out in, you know, at the bar that they agree with some of these things, but to actually go out in public day in and day out and support something and to put so much time and effort into what they believed in and what, you know, to me is a great cause. One way or another, you know, freedom is freedom and medicine is medicine, and there's so many things that that this great plant can be used for, and making it legal again in the United States is a priority in every form, industrial hemp, medicinal cannabis, whatever it is, it should be allowed to be a choice.
Yeah.
For
well,
anyone.
Let's talk about it, because you are Hemptations. You do have the only real hemp stores, I guess, in town.
If not the world.
Probably. You know, probably.
As far as selection of hemp goods goes,
right.
You know, once again,
great selection of hemp products.
An invitation to any store in any part of the world that has a better selection than me in hemp products.
I agree. Now, where are the stores at? Tell us the locations.
You're in O'Brienville, 2034 Madison Road, 45208, and then up in Sharonville on US 42, 11353 US 42.
Mm-hmm. Out by Sharon Woods.
Hemptations, you know, .com is really, or you Google us and then the Google places will give
and
you all
Hemptations Beach on Facebook.
Hemptations Beach on Facebook.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, it's important because, as you say about industrialized nations, we are the only industrial nation that does not grow hemp.
That's right. For any reason.
Yeah.
Well, one way or another, it's really – Kentucky is going – I heard Kentucky is going to put an industrial hemp bill as well as a medicinal.
Absolutely. There's two bills. Yeah. Now, they've not gotten through – yet.
Right. They're not to the next stage, but they are there. They exist, and people
and the
are
medical
talking about them. Yes.
Is
named after?
Gatewood Cowboys.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. And, yeah, so, you know, although we're honoring Birdman today, one of the things that we like to do here is always mention everybody. You know, we've lost. Let's just make this an honor of a lot of the people that we've lost. And those are going to be people I am not going to remember.
I guess really we should be doing this next Monday.
And
because it is
Thursday.
Memorial Day.
Oh, you know what? You
I
know,
forgot
about
week,
that.
We're
Let's
a week ahead
that.
On Memorial Day, but I tell you, next Monday.
Why don't you
Monday,
come next week, too, and we'll do another one. Think you can make it?
If I am in town, I may be in Lexington, ironically enough, next
Very
Monday.
Good.
But if I'm not, then yes, absolutely. I'll come on Memorial Day. We'll do a lot of memorializing.
Won't
absolutely.
The station be closed on Monday?
Ooh.
Oh, I forgot. I don't know.
They'll be memorializing by
Do I have to get a rerun again?
Is that dead air? Dead air.
another rerun.
Rerun.
Maybe they'll have the phone lines by then.
Okay, folks. Well, hopefully this is going to be the week that they rerun next week. This is now Memorial Day, so welcome to the Memorial Day show. I'd like to welcome everyone for tuning in today.
We'll just start early.
We're starting early. That's exactly
which
right.
Which is going to be rebroadcast next week. I can't guarantee that. I'm just saying it because it would be nice. But we won't be here next Monday to do a memorial show.
I can almost bet it will.
We are hoping, yes. So, again, welcome to the Memorial Day show.
Monday.
Monday.
That's
Memorial
right.
Day show.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you, there is some things that I do want to tell people about. I don't know exactly when we're going to get this guy on. But, you know, I just love these guys. I love retired cops that work for us.
Well, at least, support the right.
Yes.
No matter what it is, and support the right thing.
This is Howard Wooldridge. And again, once again, he rides like Paul Revere. He's going to be, actually, he's already on the road on his bicycle. And when he gets down to the Kentucky area, he's not going to be north far enough for us to have them in
is
the studio.
One light for legalize or two lights for legalize?
It's going to be two.
one if by land.
That's exactly right. And so you can go to COPS. Actually, you can go to mamas.org. And I do believe that his site is COP.org or something. I forget. I don't remember. But you can go to HempRock. And if you scroll down and look for the Paul Revere link, Paul Revere. That'll take you to Howard's page.
Don't make me start doing Paul Revere by the Beastie Boys.
Hey, now that might be good.
Here's a little story I got to tell about
Bad
Brothers.
Now, speaking
of stories.
Rest in
peace, Adam Hawk, I have to say as well. Adam Hawk from the Beastie Boys.
That's right.
Huge influence in my life,
that's
honestly.
Right.
You can't even imagine how big of an influence the Beastie Boys had on my life.
Thank you for reminding me.
So there's another one for our Memorial Day show. I'm sorry that I jumped right in with that.
No, that's all right. I'm glad you did because I forgot about it.
So, rest in peace, Adam Hawk, a.k.a. MCA.
Absolutely. Now, there are some things that I do want to tell you about. They did just have their May event in Maine, and then the Freedom Fest is June 15th, 16th, and 17th. If you want to get information on that for the Maine Vocals event in Harmony, Maine, you want to call 207-696-4444 or go to mainevocals.net. Now, this is the cool thing. Have you heard about the Riley Cote and Live Nation presenting Hemp Heals Music Festival? Have you heard about that, Beach?
I don't believe that I have.
I just heard about
hemp
this.
Hemp does heal.
Hemp does heal. That's right. This is a national hockey guy. Hemp Heals Music Festival featuring ska punkers Sublime with Rome, hip-hop heavyweight Cypress Hill, and punk reggae group Pepper is hitting Festival Pier at Penn's Landing this summer, on Saturday, August 25th. The festival is being presented by former NHL player Riley Cote and Live Nation. And more than three amazing bands coming together on one stage for a great summer concert. The festival will also feature a vendor area for select participating businesses to promote their healthy, sustainable, organic, and hemp products.
We may be down at the Bunbury this year, the Bunbury Music Festival, which is going to be down at Sawyer Point.
Nice.
Check into that great band lineup. 3 days of great music.
Nice.
And so I'm hoping to vent in their eco tent. I'm waiting to hear back from them. We just did the Earth Day thing, which was fabulous. Even
Absolutely.
Though the weather didn't turn out.
Absolutely.
There was a pretty good turnout for that.
Yeah.
And we also have Hemp History Week coming up.
That's right.
First full week in June, I believe, mm-hmm. is what they call what they're calling this year's Hemp History Week.
Now, then you need to come down for that.
Yes, I should be. I can count that as one of my official donations to Hemp History Week.
There you go. Yeah, and so we will definitely cover that. Now, what time do we have? I am going to roll up this clip. I'm a few minutes behind, but, you know, again, we are honoring Burn Man today.
Sure.
And we didn't really get to play too much of the music that he would have wanted to have played at the funeral. And his daughter that just called would tell you that we kind of wanted to make sure the family was okay with the music playing with the pictures at the service last Friday.
Sure.
Which, by the way, was last Friday for the service. Today he was buried. And so I helped put that together with Christine and got some really cool pictures, and did sneak in Stairway to Heaven from Dolly Parton. That was a good one. Mm-hmm. But today I'm playing things that he would want to hear, at least two of them anyway. We can only get three songs in on today. The first song that I did play, of course, I did forget to mention, is one of the songs that he loved. He loved to use it in Hemp Rock TV. He didn't even know who the guy was, didn't even know that I knew the guy.
Right, right.
And he was playing this song and using it all the time, so I played that for Berman at the top of the show. All My Friends Are Stoners by Rich Hardesty. Now, this song is another one of his favorite artists and one of the favorite songs that he had. And so I'm going to roll into this, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some Burn Man stuff and some other hemp stuff in just a few minutes after the break. But it is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the sad hemptress today. He is Beach from Hemptations, and she is Mima Gop. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Jet Baker.
Jet Baker, you've got mail.
Huh. Hot party. Party time, I got the invite. With a little rhyme, bring a flashlight. Don't let the dog bite, wear your pants tight. Pot party. Pot party, bring your buddies. It's gnarly, pot party. Everybody in the joint feeling good now. Take a puff if you want, cause you could now. Pot party, with all the hotties, all the shorties. It's gnarly, gonna take a little sucky on the hookah. Cross your fingers, you get lucky with the hookup.
get on the cell phone and tell everyone you know. Let the word flow. Don't be home alone. The whole town, whole town, whole town is gonna be there. Break dancing like you don't care. Feel good groove and you're gonna be high. I'll make your body move and then you're gonna be high. I got the invite out of town. Party in the barn, not the barn for the hay. Go the other way, follow the DJ, let your hips sway. Hit the buffet and hit the bong long. Yo, remember my song? Pot party, bring your buddies, it's gnarly. Pot party, everybody in the joint feeling good now. Take a puff if you want, cause you could now. Pot party with all the hotties, all the shorties, it's gnarly. Gonna take a little sucky on the hookah. Cross your fingers, you get lucky with the hookah.
Yeah, man, I hope you can totally hook me up.
Of course I'm gonna go to the pot party.
What's that? You say you need a computer? Well, check out www.mediabridges.org. We are offering refurbished Mac computers to the public. All proceeds benefit WVQC-LP Cincinnati. Hey, what are you listening to? You're listening to WVQC-LP Cincinnati. Radio Free Queen City. Low power to the people.
WVQC is dedicated to giving a voice to your community, but we need your support to make it happen. Show your support of WVQC Radio Free Queen City by making a membership contribution today. Call 513-651-4171 to find out how you can keep non-commercial radio alive.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
WVQC, people-powered radio.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at Facebook.com/Teapot Party or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio. On Radio Free Queen City, yeah. WVQC.org, Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
All right, it is, of course, WVQC, and we are at 95.7 FM. Very good, very strong, and we love it. And, of course, if you don't know, we are now broadcasting out of the Crosley Telecommunications Center down here at the Channel 48 local PBS stations building, and they are just our landlord, no affiliation, so we want you to give money to both. And I don't know if we're in membership drive, but I say it all the time, just like the message said, if you are, want to be a member, you can contact us through WVQC.org, or you can call Maria at 513-651-4171 to become a member, and we would really appreciate it. We could certainly use the members, and that's how Susan got started with us. She became a member first and joined our Willie Nelson Teapot group that we still have. We still do stuff with each other. Of course, Burn Man was part of that. But we are, of course, celebrating the life of Burn Man, Charles Burns. You can still find him on Facebook. and go post stuff there, messages to the family. You can also call the Hemp Line. You know, I wanted to do this, Beach and Susan. What I wanted to do was have it so people like Christine could call up the show and talk about Burn Man. But unfortunately, it's a little bit of a hassle. So what I want you folks to do out there, although the message has to be updated again, the phone number is 513-684-HEMP for the Hemp Rock Hemp Line. I want you to call it up, and you can leave up to a 3-minute message. Just say what you want to say, any experiences that you've had with Burn Man. If you hated them, I don't care. Leave the message. And as long as it's not too long and I have to edit it, I will air it.
Yeah.
But
do not ramble.
Do not ramble. That's right.
That's our job here in the studio, not your job there on the phone.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But, you know, you can call back and leave another 3-minute message if you want. But anyway.
Which will get edited.
It will get edited. That's right. So, you know, I want to make it a pot party, as Jet Baker said. That's one of the reasons why that was Burn Man's, one of his favorite artists in our field of music. And one of his favorite songs by Jet Baker was The Pot Party, because that's the kind of party he would want to have.
And, Joe,
yeah.
No doubt about that.
Absolutely. So that's also in honor of Burn Man. Now,
I mean, who wouldn't?
Who would
want to have one of those parties?
I agree.
Ridiculous humans.
I agree.
Just humans are...
Boy, don't get me started on stupid humans.
I tell
humans.
You what. Don't call us and ramble about stuff. We can ramble.
Yeah, boy.
Stupid humans. Look, there's someone right now telling me. Yeah.
That's you. Well, I'll tell you. There is, as I mentioned, there's some really cool music stuff coming up across the country, and we'll keep you up on what's going on with the nation's Hemp Heels Music Festival in August.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah, you definitely should look into that, and I'm gonna get a hold of these folks and try to get them on to talk about it and help promote for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know why I don't know.
I just found out about this. Just came out over the weekend.
I did hear that lineup recently.
Yeah.
That lineup was actually somewhere last weekend, even this weekend. So I think it's a traveling thing, maybe even. I don't know.
Honestly. So far, it looks like just the one in...
as far as the hemp healing...
Yes, that thing. Event. Right. Yes. But this is what I like about it. It says, the Hemp Heals Music Festival is dedicated to promoting healthy living through the use of hemp products and other natural and organic goods by reaching out to the public with a music festival, promoting musicians and businesses with like-minded mentalities. All funds raised for the festival will benefit MANA, the Metropolitan Area Neighborhood Nutrition Alliance.
Interesting.
Yeah. And
speaking
now this
of
is
the nutrition,
this,
I just saw hemp seeds on, they were on one of the major TVs.
Really?
Shows in the morning. They were doing the 5 healthiest seeds you could eat, and the hemp hearts was number one.
That's something we've known for years.
Right. It was awesome.
It's fantastic.
Was it
one of the doctor shows or something?
No, it was like something in the morning. I'm kind of flaking
like the Today
around.
Show or one of those kind
Today
of shows?
Yeah, Today Show. I think that was it. The
really?
Today Show, honestly. I think that was it.
We'll have to look that
because
up.
Because someone texted me hemp on the Today Show, and then I tuned in, and boom, they were talking about the healthiest seeds and the hemp hearts, which I have sold
for years.
For years.
95.
Again,
did you guys start out in 95 originally?
95 is when we started.
Mm-hmm.
The hemp hearts are a new thing where they actually shell the
That's
seed,
true.
Which is so much better.
That's true.
If
no
you've
no
ever
chewing
eaten
on
hemp
the seed,
seed which is so unbelievably healthy for you.
Yeah.
The hard part of the seed is like popcorn. Guaranteed you're going to get some in your teeth.
Yeah, I hate that
But
part.
The hemp hearts are, you just throw them on a salad, eat them by the spoonful. There's somebody
Absolutely.
Out there that's toting a diet that says if you eat this amount of hemp hearts every day and this, you'll lose this weight. It's great.
Yep.
You know, again, very healthy.
Well, you know, one thing I found out, and I admit it, I get a little lazy and I don't do anything for a while, and then I get back into it, but smoothies. Hemp milk and hemp seeds in smoothies.
Yeah, and then they have the flour. They even have the protein powder, made for the smoothies.
You know, I want to talk to you about that. First of all, I don't like it when it's in that form. I don't
is
know why.
Right?
It doesn't.
Maybe
it doesn't,
it's just...
I don't know what it is. It doesn't have the right flavor.
Is it gritty? Or no? It's not a texture thing. It's a flavor thing.
Yeah, I don't know
I
what
gotcha.
It is. I don't know what it is. I've tried it. Maybe it was the
older
version.
If they're not flavoring with something you like, then that's...
And it could have been the brand.
It could have been.
Right,
It could have been.
Right.
But I like to just take the raw seeds and grind those up in the blender and then use the hemp milk. There's different varieties, different brands you can get. And although I say this, I don't like to plug Kroger's, but I do like to give them homage because you can get two kinds of hemp milk now. Two brands. One's a little bit expensive. But by buying it there, you're letting Kroger's know that you want more.
Oh, absolutely. Again, okay. That's why we did what we did so many years ago, is to prove that by selling this stuff and proving that it does is worth something to the consumer and the environment.
That's
You know, absolutely. That's what you do, is you support the products.
But by using it in smoothies and doing that on a regular basis, I did lose weight fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
I figured out at the time, it isn't just because I'm doing the smoothies with all the nutrition, because that's also good, but it helps regulate the body.
Yeah, and it fills you up. I mean, it's very high in protein. So honestly, you know, with
and
very
fiber.
Little,
yeah, and the fiber,
omega-6, omega-3 essential fatty acids.
That's
but
right.
it's really that, you know, that protein that fills you up.
Right.
That fiber helps
you,
you know, on the other side. And, again, it's so unbelievable that it's not in everything.
You know, you take a big glass of good hemp milk. I like the vanilla. That's my favorite. Mm. And you just even drink a glass of that, you feel good. Mm. You just feel. You're like, oh, yeah. It makes the body feel really good. Now, I want to ask Susan, because, you know, she's fighting some cancers herself. So I want to ask her how she's doing. I like to ask her when we're on the air so we can keep up on what's going on with your situation. Are you still having some of the issues? Did you get any results back yet?
Still waiting on results.
Still waiting on your results. Well.
They're supposed to call me by 3 o'clock today.
Mm. Well.
Well, we'll hope for the best.
Right. How you feeling? About the same still?
About the same.
Yeah. I know she's having some issues, digestion issues and things like that. And fighting some. Now, you did say the tumor was smaller, though, right? One of them or something?
One of them is totally gone. The other two haven't grown in 6 months.
That's what
great.
It was. Yeah.
Well, that's always good.
Fantastic.
Now,
that's
absolutely.
A lot of the juicing and the hemp and things like that. Now, you know, I want to talk about this.
Well, diet is important to everything.
It is. Mm-hmm.
It's not about being on a diet. It's about having a diet.
A healthy diet. Exactly. Now, let's talk about Burnman for a minute, because this show is actually honoring him. One of the things that we figured out along the way with him is that he was not eating a good diet.
Right.
He was not alkaline enough and things like that. And, folks, stop the blunts. I argued on air with Burnman over and over again that he never quit smoking tobacco because he smoked blunts all day long.
Yeah, you're right. You are right. Yeah.
And what happens when you smoke a blunt? You smoke it like a joint. You inhale it. You hold it.
Yep.
And then you blow it out. Nobody does that with cigars unless they're idiots.
And
so
here's the deal with the blunts. It's not like cigarette tobacco, which is so chemically laden by the time that the average consumer gets it. The blunts is, in my opinion, and I guess I'm kind of a hypocrite about this, is the flavorings sometimes. I really wonder what they're using for the flavorings. If it's straight tobacco, then... honestly, it's not chemically laden like cigarette
tobacco.
It's different.
Tobacco in and of itself does still have carcinogens, and the problem is that when you inhale that like a joint, you're inhaling that tobacco smoke
well,
at the same
we're
time.
We're not meant to burn anything and ingest it. We never, again, I was just having this discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't like stand over the fire, unless we were burning something on the fire we really wanted to ingest and breathe that smoke in for too long, because we're not supposed to breathe smoke, period.
Yeah, and even the monkeys know that if you smoke
they smell it
marijuana
for miles.
Smoke for 5 minutes without any oxygen, you will die.
That will kill the brain cells. That is true.
That's right.
The government got to prove that for us.
Yeah.
They'll say we're not monkeys. But yet, when it comes to the test, they tested monkeys to prove this. So what's it going to be, folks? Are we monkeys or are we not monkeys?
Well, I think they're not as smart as the monkeys, quite frankly.
Oh, I'm sure that those monkeys that were getting high for at least a couple minutes were happy. But
And
the end result wasn't good for them.
Yeah, I'm sure they were happy for a couple of minutes till they smothered.
I'm not saying that's the way I want to go, but...
Boy, if I could go that way, that'd be the way to go. But we don't really know. We're not doctors. We can't say what happened to Burn Man. But I do know that I yelled at him all the time, stop the blunts, stop the blunts. You're going to get cancer from the blunts. And where did it go? Right where the smoke goes down, the esophagus, and into the stomach. And I know we don't breathe air in our stomach, but air does get into our stomach, and smoke does linger down in through the esophagus into the stomach. It can. And that's what a burp is. You get too much air in your stomach. So, you know, again, I'm certain that it was a combination of that, his unhealthy diet that he ate, the average kind of things that he ate was Hamburger Helper, things like that, things that are full of preservatives
and crap. Sometimes you can just speculate for hours, trust me.
We could speculate. The fact is, it was an unhealthy diet that made him get cancer. And one of the things that we try to do here is teach people that there are better ways to be healthy and better ways to smoke pot as well.
It's just low calorie or exercise.
Good, and they have, good healthy fats.
Proven over and over again, probably with monkeys and all kinds of other animals, yeah. that a low-calorie diet, which means you can have a lot of food if
right.
you are exercising those calories away. And yeah. if not, then
watch
you don't
watch your
have
white
a lot
sugars. Watch the white sugars, the white
don't
flours.
Now, no sugars.
Speaking of flour, you mentioned the hemp flour. What is going on with hemp flour? Where can we get some hemp flour at? We keep talking about that and haven't found a good source yet.
I want to say that Manitoba may, I need to check back again,
yeah,
maybe producing a flour.
Does Manitoba now have it?
That's where I get mine.
But okay. unfortunately, they are discontinuing, I think it was Manitoba, they are discontinuing the Hemp Bliss.
The milk?
Yeah.
I didn't like it anyway.
I think that was Manitoba too, but you know what? That might be somebody different.
Yeah, I think Hempless is Manitoba. It's really I don't know
like
if it's
it.
Their flavorings or what, but it's also too expensive. It's like a dollar more than a couple of the other brands.
Is that right?
And
I never tried
the
that.
The flavor
one
wasn't as good. Now the Pacifica,
yeah.
is pretty good, really, really good, but it is a little bit higher cost.
Sure,
it's over a dollar more.
As is most things that are healthy for you.
Yeah, but you know the Tempt brand is reasonable. Again, I'm not promoting Kroger's. I'm promoting the hemp milk. It's only,
right.
it's only, and I'm really not supposed to do this, but it's only $3 versus $4 at another store. And so,
right on.
You know, again, I really, I'm not,
they
this
use
is
my
not
name
a commercial.
On one of their t-shirts once.
This is not even me telling you to do it. But if you want to get inexpensive hemp milk, Kroger's is the place to do it. And let's face it, they are homeboys.
Yeah.
And,
sure.
And on a side note, I'm pretty certain they've stopped carrying Chiquita bananas.
Well, I'm not a big fan of bananas, to period.
Well, Chiquita, you know,
They got in a lot of trouble or something, didn't they?
As soon as Lindner died,
yeah.
they moved. They took the company out of Cincinnati.
I think the home
guys, Kroger's, of course, I'm speculating, but soon after they stopped carrying some Chiquita bananas, so I don't know about if that's why. But anyway, that's a whole other topic.
Is it, sure enough.
Whole other topic. And but let's see, we've got, I got about 5 minutes, 6 minutes before we're going to go and head on out of here. So I do want to remind everybody, tomorrow's show has been canceled because
will
it's moved
not
to
be
Thursday.
Broadcast.
It's moved to Thursday. So from now on, Hemp Rock Radio is now airing Mondays 4 to 5 and Thursdays 4 to 6 p.m. with drive time and a 420. And the 420 will be in honor of Burn Man. We will be doing different things such as phone zaps. So if anybody has any ideas on who we should zap, let us know. And in the meantime, we might not have a phone for a couple more weeks. We'll let you know. And next week could be this show again. I don't know.
Very well. My.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
I don't know either.
I have a feeling. We'll be closed here. I'm pretty certain. Unless now that the building is a different building, maybe we can. I guess we'll find out between now and Thursday and let folks know.
There's a lot going on in this building,
yeah.
so it would be hard-pressed to say that.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk to you because before we started the show, you were telling us about a new business you have. Tell us about what's going on.
It is true. Local skate park up in the Tri-County area.
Mm-hmm.
As a new venture, I've gone around the country taking Stefan to skate parks.
Your son.
Mm-hmm. Always thought, you know, hey, good business.
Yeah.
And so, and there are, hemp is being used. We have Habitat boards with hemp in them, iPath shoes, hemp.
Wonderful
product. So it's going to be, you know, my goal there once again is to take a business. Not to say that it wasn't eco-friendly, but from here forward,
yeah,
it will be eco-friendly,
even more eco-friendly,
even more. You know, again, trying to push everything. And to me, it's a place where kids can go, and they're somewhere where it's safe.
Yeah,
honestly,
absolutely.
You know, and they're having fun, and they're doing what they want to be doing. There's a lot of skateboarding. I believe it was 2 years ago, skateboards outsold baseball gloves in the United States.
I believe that for I totally
which I
believe
it. Was, you know, I just it was funny because a friend from college who's on the air in Cleveland actually mm-hmm. posted something about how Ohio just accepted skateboarding as a PE curriculum okay
good.
Activity. And he said,
brilliant.
Skateboarding, are you kidding me? I
brilliant.
Can't believe it's skateboarding. And I said,
that's
I
hard.
Dare. Yeah, I dare any professional athlete, baseball player, football player, basketball player, if they've never been on a skateboard,
can't do it.
They couldn't ollie to save their lives.
You know what'll
and they
happen?
They wouldn't get on it because their lawyers wouldn't let them.
You know what'll happen if they do?
They would hurt themselves.
They'll do exactly what my sister did. She's 6 years older than me, and when she was about 12, 13, Mom, I want a skateboard. She's going to be 58, whatever.
Yeah.
So she was, you know, 40 years ago, almost, or more. Mom got her a skateboard. She wasn't on it 5 minutes. She fell and broke her arm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what the professionals will do.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, if you don't teach them how, it's like any other sport. The first thing with skateboarding to me is actually they need to learn how to fall.
Yes.
Very rarely do they really do anything. you think, again, they don't just get on it and go down the hill like my brother sent me, which is probably why I was not a skateboarder, even though my brother was. He put me on a skateboard and went straight down the hill with it. I was like, never
like
again.
Like a sled ride.
Yeah. But, they don't try to do anything. If you start at the bottom and just learn and
step
do
by
it,
step.
Then it's no different, and it's safer than – still safer than the top three sports.
Yeah. Now, I want to say something about gym. Well, I'm not a – you know, my sports are pool and darts.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm really good. And I was an expert four square and tetherball in the fifth and sixth grade. I beat everybody. That was about as far as my sports went.
Right.
What
happened to tetherball?
I know.
Liability?
I
kids
loved
getting smacked
it.
In the head or something? I don't get it. Why did it go away?
I guess.
I had fun playing tetherball.
I did too. I loved it. So when I was in school, I hated gym. In my ninth grade, I took Fs because I wouldn't do the long jumps and all the different things. I fell off the horse and almost broke my ankle. I'm like, you know, give me the zero. I don't really care.
Yeah, sure.
And then I ended up taking gym in summer school out of Princeton High School. And this was gym in summer school. The first week was tennis. My tennis arm got really good.
Right.
And the second week was bowling.
Okay.
Up at the Princeton Bowl.
Sure.
And the third week was swimming in the Princeton pool.
Well,
because they have a pool.
Those are credits you like. I mean, yeah, that's...
I mean, gym should be like... What gym should be is pick out what sport you want to excel in and go do that.
Sure. And in some of the bigger schools, I'm sure you can do that. You're right. And some of the other... I mean, of course, we had square dancing.
We didn't have that.
We
did.
You know,
I'm
again,
really
you
glad.
Go, you go up to school and in the middle of Kentucky, then, you know, some things that are sports are different. But I remember doing square dancing.
Yep.
But
they
anyway.
Should have, like, dance. It should be dance classes.
It should be a choice. And, again, it's not for everyone, even if it's walking.
Right. Just
to
something
get,
that
to
interests
get a grade
kid.
Just means, all right, well, fine. You don't want to take a PE. You don't want to play basketball. You don't want to do this. Then here's what you got to do. You have to
something.
Walk.
Something.
You got to walk. It's a something. Very base minimum, you know what I mean?
Jump rope.
Which is healthy.
Just
even
to
then,
do something, to give kids an activity.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be, well, if you can't run, you're going to get an F.
Yeah,
maybe I can't run.
I think we're taking a different stance. I think, you know, America's kind of full circle for a moment there.
You know,
it's like, oh, let's feel sorry for that kid.
Yep.
You know,
I hope so.
In the same sense, at the very least, walk.
Right.
Walk.
Something.
Again, that's a sport, in my opinion.
That's right.
It's like Olympic pre-something.
Something. That's right. Now, we've only got a few minutes left. I'm going to talk more about this on Thursday. But if you don't know, I want you all to know that Starsky was busted in Bowling Green, Kentucky a few days ago.
For
medical marijuana.
I wonder if he still drives that car.
Somebody in the article was saying, is Hutch going to come and save him in the car? And he didn't buy it from Huggy on the street.
Yeah.
But it's true, folks. The guy, Paul Michael Glaser, who played Starsky and Starsky and Hutch back in the 70s, almost 70 years old as a medical marijuana patient from California, was in Bowling Green on for a movie, I think it was, or something he's working on.
God, I hope it was a movie.
I hope so.
I mean, again, I hope he doesn't hang out there for fun.
He was promoting
that
his book.
That would be terrible.
Oh, promoting his book. That's right.
Okay,
he was promoting
good.
His book. Thank you. And by the way, she's the one that informed me of this. She
right
was the
on.
Roving reporter that told me about this. It's
breaking
great.
News.
The breaking news. So he has been charged with possessing marijuana, and they say, well, there's no medical in Kentucky, but he's a California medical patient, so how's that going to work?
Well,
we'll keep you up on that. But I want to tell you this again. Because it is, of course, we are honoring Burn Man, and we've only got a few minutes left, and I don't... Oh, actually, there is a show that's coming up, so we have to really hurry up about this. I might even just skip the end song that I had ready.
Well, you know, sometimes it's an hour. It's limited.
I might do that, but we do have Bree coming up, and
maybe
she
they'll rerun the two-hour show from Thursday on Monday, and that's what you should do.
I totally forgot what her show is. Bree, if you're listening, I'm very sorry, but we have a show that is local music
awesome.
And local happenings coming up in just a few minutes, and... But I do want to get this song out. If I have
like
a few
local.
Minutes on the other one, I will. But this is from Roger Waters' live set of The Wall out of Argentina.
And I'm going to go see that at the Yum Center.
Me too.
Yes.
Awesome.
So
just
excited.
Got my tickets. So we'll ride down together. We'll see. I don't know. I got the Shepherds going with me. Gary Shepherd's family's going with
I
us.
I see.
And also doing Detroit. So this is a song that I play for my friends when they pass, and this one is for Burn Man Beach. Thank you for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Hemptations Beach and Facebook and Hemptations.com.
It's always good.
I want to get you back in here and keep up on what's
going on. As much as possible. I have a lot of free time.
Wonderful.
So.
Well, we may just drag you in here often.
I'll do what I can for the public, for the kids.
That's right. So we are not on tomorrow. Stay tuned for Thursday's show, 4 to 6 p.m. with another 420. We will still be honoring Burn Man, but this is for you, Chuck, from us. And everybody, we'll see you on Thursday.
Peace.
Susan, we'll see you Thursday with a recipe.
Definitely.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and Mima Gop.
speaking for the legalization of marijuana.
Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on WVQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WVQC is local music and happenings on Queen City Awesome.
WVQC, People Powered Radio.